Dictation for William Lobert, L-O, B as in boy, E-R-T, August 2366. Addresses a letter to Jean, J-E-A-N, B-D, B as in boy, E-A-T-T-Y, 644-3724. Dear Mrs. B-D, follow-up for Mr. Lobert, chronic kidney disease, last visit in June, left side of wrist fistula, did not develop, within a week clotted, a brachial AV fistula was done, which is developing very nicely, to have an ultrasound on the next few days, 1 month anniversary. He is feeling well with extensive review system being negative. Present medications of the lisinopril. Takes phosphorus binders, vitamin D125, and blood pressure Norvasc. Today weight is stable to 67, blood pressure 150 over 70 on the right side, at home in the 130s over 80s, alert oriented time 4, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular normal, left brachial developing very nice, no major Stilling syndrome, minimal decreased temperature on the left hand comparing to the right, no gross edema and non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 3.9, GFR of 17, stage 4. Electrolyte normal, mild metabolic acidosis, normal nutrition, calcium, anemia 11.1. Previously, phosphorus mild elevated at 5.3 and PTH high at 248. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, progressive over time, presently not symptomatic and no indication for dialysis. Biopsy findings of arteriosclerosis and secondary type FSGS. AV fistula placed within the last month, developing appropriately. Prior hypotension lisinopril discontinue. Blood test will be updated. We are managing for secondary hyperparathyroidism, for elevated phosphorus, for anemia. Electrolyte acid base, nutrition, anemia, all chemistries in a monthly basis. We will start dialysis based on symptoms. Most people develop that with a GFR less than 15. He's also finishing all transplant workup, University of Michigan, awaiting final renal transplant input. There is some degree of edema that at this moment does not require diuretics. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed.